What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform all over social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, like myself, almost 6 years strong, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic traits, said toxic people. Y'all know the deal. Today's episode is going to be about how do narcissists really feel about themselves? How do we really feel about ourselves? And let me go and preface this video. Let me start it off by saying I'm only speaking for myself and the general population of a lot of narcissists, of narcissists in general. Not talking for everybody. I know people see this video like, Lee Hammack doesn't speak for me. Duh. Damn, speak for yourself. Lord have mercy. But if y'all don't know, I'm still in Sydney, Australia right now. I'm filming this in Sydney, Australia, but I'm on a flight home. had a wonderful time in Sydney. I'm about to go outside and do some stuff in a few minutes. But how do we feel about ourselves inside? See, this is one of the things that I struggle with a lot right here, y'all. Like, how do I really feel internally about myself? You know, like, one thing I will tell people that you can, I just feel like there's not one singular feeling that narcissists feel about ourselves inside. I feel like it's always alternating. It depends on our environment. It depends on what we have going on. It depends on where we are in life and whatnot. Are we hitting our goals? Are we achieving our dreams and things like that? So I just feel like it really just depends. But a lot of times you can tell how that narcissistic person is feeling about themselves by the way that they are treating the people closest to them. If you are close to a narcissist in vicinity, like you're their husband, wife, their child, whatever relationship dynamic you have, if you're close to this person in some way, shape, or form, you can tell the way that they're feeling internally about themselves because they will treat you as such. They treat their narcissistic men that are not happy internally, treat their wives bad. Narcissistic women treat their partners, treat their husbands and wives bad. Sorry, y'all. Excuse me. I'm allergic to something. No, I'm joking. But yeah, you can just tell they express externally how they feel about themselves internally. You know, they can put on a fake front. They can smile. They can smile when they're sad inside. You know, they can just say, like, I'm so happy right now. But truly be, you know, sad as hell inside. And a lot of people ask the question, like, do narcissists really hate themselves? I don't think a lot of narcissists hate themselves, y'all. I don't hate myself. Do I feel like I'm not doing enough? Do I feel like I'm underachieving no matter what I do? Do I feel like I will never be good enough for my own standards or for the world in general? Yeah, I feel that stuff right there. But I don't necessarily hate myself. I don't look in the mirror and just be like, I hate you. I hate you. I don't do that type of stuff. And I don't think a lot of narcissists will look in the mirror and hate themselves either. I think that they just feel, you know, they could be doing more. Like, nothing is ever enough. It's like an endless cycle of trying to be better, of trying to do better, of trying to feel better internally and trying to feel better about ourselves, trying to do more to, like, you know, trying to be happy. The pursuit of happiness. That's what it's all about right there, y'all. I know I say that. Y'all seen the movie with Will Smith in it. The pursuit of making ourselves happy. Like, because I truly think that a lot of narcissists, we are chasing happiness, what we think happiness is. We're chasing it. Externally, we're chasing things from the out. We're trying to find something in the outside world to make us happy internally. But you know that it doesn't work that way. You know what I mean? You know that as a non-narcissist, I guess, you know that happiness is an intrinsic thing. Happiness is intrinsic. If you're not happy internally, you cannot be happy. You cannot find happiness in the external world. You can find little spouts of happiness. You can find little happiness raindrops, but you'll never get the full flow of happiness like the stream. You will never find the stream of happiness. You might find a pooling of water, you know, like the little, you might find a pool of stagnant water, like a hole or something like that where rainwater has collected of happiness, but it's stagnant. It's not moving. We are looking for the free flowing river of happiness. We can't find it. We don't matter where because we think it's outside. We think it's outside, but it's inside. The river of happiness and joy flows internally. It is not an external thing. You see what I'm saying? But a lot of narcissistic people are unhappy internally. How we feel about ourselves, we don't. We are indifferent about ourselves, y'all. A lot of us are. We just like, even me right now, what I'm doing right now, yeah, I'm literally sitting in Sydney, Australia right now in my hotel room at the Hyatt Regency downtown. I can see people everywhere. You see what I'm saying? But I'm like, I feel like I'm not doing enough. Like, what can I be doing? Like, I want to get out and do something because I feel like I'm wasting my life sitting here doing this video. I'm just like, what more can I be doing? I don't want to waste my time here. You know, I'm only here for 4 days. Why would I waste my time? I'm going to sit in the hotel room. I cannot find peace. You know what I mean? I'm looking for peace. I'm just like, what can I do? I'm just worried about what everybody else is going to think about me for just wanting to sit in my hotel room and just hang out today and just have some peace. That's what I'm worried about. There's no peace inside. How do I feel about myself internally? There's no peace. There's turmoil. There's just always me asking all these questions of worry about what people are going to think about me, how people are going to feel about me if I do this, if I don't do this, if I do that, if I don't do that. You know what I mean? I'm consistently thinking about that over and over and over again. I'm just trying to find it, y'all. And a lot of narcissists are here trying to find that happiness. They're trying to find that peace. They're trying to find that stream, that flowing river of happiness. Not the little pot, like the little pool of water with mosquitoes flying around. You know, when the mosquitoes are breeding, there's mosquito eggs and frog eggs and all kinds of stuff in there because it's pooling water. You know what I mean? But that's what it is, y'all. There's turmoil inside and whatnot, y'all. It just is, and that's how it feels. That's how I feel right now. Like I said, I'm battling this struggle right now, y'all. I wrote my self-love journal. I got my self-love journal right here. I wrote this to help people find self-love. I'm filling one out myself because I really struggle with loving myself and feel like I'm doing enough on this planet. Like, literally about to be on one of the biggest Australian TV shows around here, you know, Insight, and I'm just like, I could be doing more. I need to do this at home. I need to start my own talk show. I need to start my own. Like, yeah, a lot of narcissists feel like we are not doing enough. How do we feel about ourselves? We're unhappy with ourselves. We're not content. We're running after contentment. We're searching for contentment. We are unhappy with ourselves internally because we just feel like, yeah, this is how it feels, honestly. I'm keeping it hot as I can with you right now. You know what I mean? I really, really am. And I want to find that happiness. I want to find that peace. I want to find that joy. I want to find it all. But that's the way it goes, though, y'all. That's what I'm trying to tell people. I'm just like, I'm searching for it. I'm going to find it sooner or later. I hope I am. I got to give it to God. That's something I give to God right there. Help me find this happiness, Lord. Help me find it because I need it. You know what I mean? I need this happiness. I need this joy. How do narcissists feel about themselves internally? You'll know because of the way they treat you. If this is your husband or your wife, your non-binary partner, whoever they are, whatever they have going on within themselves, you will know because they'll treat you a certain type of way. Believe, I treat my partner bad when I'm feeling internal. I treat my partner. I'm not 100% good partner when I'm not happy with myself. Does that make me a narcissist? No, no, no. It does not make you a narcissist, y'all. None of the stuff I say is definitively makes you a narcissist. Could it make you toxic? Yeah, absolutely. But it doesn't make you a narcissist. It means you have some stuff to do. You have some stuff to work on. Are you willing to go work on this stuff and try to figure out what's going on? Then you might not be a narcissist. You see what I'm saying? But you have to get to the point where you're understanding the dynamic and understanding what is going on within your life, within your peace. You know, you have to find your peace and whatnot. You really, really have to. Like, as a narcissist myself, like I said, I'm still out here searching for it. I'm literally sitting, I'm almost 10,000 miles away from my house right now. And I'm still just like, maybe happy. Look, if I can't find pure happiness and joy 10,000 miles from the house, I know it's not out here in the outside world. It's internal. It's internal happiness. Now, I just feel like because I've been working on myself so long now, almost 6 years, that I have, you know, I've been working on myself for nearly 6 years now, that it's like I have more moments of happiness. I told my therapist very recently I'm the happiest I've ever been in my life because I'm not seeking it from external stuff. Like, I'm cool right now. I'm happy and I'm grateful for the opportunity to come to Australia, and which I never wanted to come to Australia, trust me. But I'm here now, like, literally. And it's crazy that my message is spreading 10,000 miles away from the house. You know, people know me here. People come to see me at the opera bar, talk to me. You changed my life. I'm like, whoa, that's cool. No way in hell. This is like, it's wildness. But how do narcissists feel about themselves internally? A lot of them, some of them hate themselves? Yeah, some of them absolutely hate themselves inside. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. Some narcissists absolutely hate themselves inside. They do. But a lot of them don't hate themselves. They don't know how they feel about themselves. They just always feel emptiness. It's this emptiness feeling. They want to do more. They're trying to find more. They want to be more. They're always trying to do something else to make them. That's why you see a lot of narcissists change jobs. They change spouses. They change relationship partners. They change hobbies. They change things that they like to do. They change friend groups. You see what I'm saying? Because they're looking for happiness. They're looking for peace externally when because internally they don't have it. You know, internally we don't have it. We lack it. So we're searching for it externally. You know, I hope this episode brought you some peace and some understanding of how the mind of a narcissistic person works out. I really hope it did, because like I said, a lot of people, you understand what I'm saying when I get to that point, but like I said, you have to empower yourself. You have to be as strong as you possibly can, because if you don't, you run the risk of, you know, dealing with a narcissistic person for a very, very long time. You can tell how the narcissist is feeling about themselves by how they're treating you. If they're coming home in a good mood, they might feel happy about themselves internally in that moment. But they come home in a bad mood, or they just wake up in a bad mood, wake up in an unhappy mood. I'm just telling you, you can tell how they feel about themselves. Anyways, y'all, let me cut this thing short. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. I'll be home in the States. Will I be home in the States by the time y'all see this? Probably. I think so. Maybe. I might be still in the air. We'll see. but I'm so thankful for the opportunity out here. I'm going to head away. If you haven't already, grab you a self-love journal on Amazon, Lee Hammock Self Love. I'm super thankful. The brand is here too. I love me, the Self Love brand. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.